Over 70% of Colorado is in an extreme drought, according to the National Weather Service. Corn and hay production have been hit hard by the drought, and so have Colorado's cattle producers, who rely on those staple products to feed their animals. Terry Frankhauser is the executive vice president of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association in Denver. He says the impact of the 2012 drought is worse than 10 years ago.
It really causes feed prices to go up. Significantly, there's a shortage of feed for wintertime, and there's a shortage on grass availability. All of that leads to decisions that producers have to make.
As the summer has become drier and feed shortages for the winter have become dire, more and more ranchers are having to sell their cattle herds earlier than normal, in some cases months earlier. This not only equates to an immediate loss because cattle are not ready for market, but also from the future calves they may have produced. Some cattle producers across the West are completely liquidating and leaving the business altogether, but these decisions can hurt the state as a whole.
They can never, ever buy back what they have at the price that they sold it for.
Agriculture is the second largest economic driver in the state, and the beef industry makes up about 58%. With more cattle being sold outside Colorado, ranchers will purchase less infrastructure, such as fencing or hired help, to service the cattle they have left. But with more beef on the market, will it mean a better price at the grocery store? Frankhauser doesn't think so.
It will mean a fraction of cents in many cases to food prices. Where it really hits home is Main Street, Colorado, and the businesses that depend on agriculture, the people that depend on agriculture for jobs, and ultimately the farming and ranching families of Colorado that depend on that income.
Frankhauser says the loans and sales tax deferment that Department of Agriculture Secretary Vilsack opened up earlier do help, but that it will take years for most cattle producers to get back to where they were financially before the drought. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.